Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Thursday, the 13th of June, 2019. To get you started, when Game 6 of the NBA Finals tips off Thursday night, one of the best basketball players on the planet won't be out there. Kevin Durant suffered a devastating Achilles injury in Game 5 that will likely sideline him for the year to come, leading many to wonder if he should have even been playing. Durant missed weeks of games due to a calf injury, and less than a half into his return came an injury that may change the course of the league in coming months. The Golden State Warriors president of basketball operations, Bob Myers, said after the game that if you had to blame anyone, blame him.
He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. I don't believe there's anybody to blame, but I understand this world, and if you have to, you can blame me.
But as USA Today Sports' Jeff Zilgit explains, the decision to have Durant play was a group one.
He said it was a collaborative decision between the medical and training and front office staff to clear Durant to play in Game 5. Now, consider Durant hasn't played since Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinals on May 8th, and there has been some mystery and confusion as to when he would get back on the court. Now, it's clear he wasn't quite ready to get back on the court.
Now, attention shifts back to the court for Game 6, where the Raptors will have another chance to close out the Warriors. Only one team has ever come back from a 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals, the Cleveland Cavaliers against the Warriors in 2016. Can Golden State be on the other side of history this time, or will the Raptors get their first championship in franchise history? Find out at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific on ABC. There's a new attraction at the popular Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Hagrid's magical motorbike adventure revolves around the lovable half-giant who teaches about carrying magical creatures. The ride puts guests in the middle of his classes inside the Forbidden Forest. It'll propel riders up to 50 miles an hour as they race past castle ruins. Thierry Coo, the senior VP of Universal Creative, says this experience is bringing the idea of a roller coaster to another level.
This is a whole new level of theme roller coasters. It will blow your mind. You can't even imagine what it's like. One of the most innovative things on this roller coaster is really the drop track moment, which is the only one of its kind in the US where you're really free fall. We actually built a forest. We built the Forbidden Forest, 1,200 trees. We have a lake, and it feels so perfect. I can't wait for you to come and experience this. We wanted this ride vehicle, this motorcycle, to be exactly like the one that Hagrid rides in the films.
The ride opens at Universal Orlando Resort on Thursday. Next up, golf's best are gearing up for another major beginning Thursday, the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach in California. Australian golfer Adam Scott sat down with USA Today Sports to break down what players can expect this week at one of the sport's most famous venues.
I think it's a little more wide open than, say, maybe a Bethpage. It's not quite as long a golf course. Probably requires a little more precision. The greens are maybe the smallest set of greens in average size that we'll play all year. So being able to hit the green in regulation is going to be a big thing. So look for great iron players. And, if I think of Justin Rose and Sergio Garcia, I'd like to put myself in that category. You've got to hit the fairway first, but then, hitting the green will certainly help you around there. It really does test all elements of your game. Not only the golf course, but the conditions that you can find yourself sitting on the Pacific Ocean there. Wind and rain can surely play a factor even in the middle of summer.
And of course, all eyes will be on Tiger Woods. He missed the cut at the year's most recent major, the PGA Championship, but golf fans won't soon forget his legendary Masters win in April. He'll be teeing off at 5:09 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can catch the action on usopen.com and on Fox. Amanda Knox is heading back to Italy. 8 years after she was released from Italian prison after being wrongfully convicted for the sexual assault and murder of her roommate, she's back in the southern European country. On Thursday, the 31-year-old will speak to the Italy Innocence Project in Modena. Before returning, Knox penned an essay outlining what she calls her surreal and involuntary life in the spotlight and the media attention that she's endured over the years. She wrote, quote, "Someone's life may make a great story, but it's still their life." And last up, Bonnaroo is back. 17 years after selling out its first ever festival, the 2019 edition is once again on top. The Manchester, Tennessee Music Festival will see its first sellout since 2013, with some 80,000 attendees expected. It also comes just 3 years after an all-time low of just around 46,000 in 2016. This year's Bonnaroo is headlined by Phish, Childish Gambino, and Post Malone, but the festival says that it was seeing an uptick in sales even before the lineup was announced. The music gets a rockin' beginning Thursday and runs through Sunday. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.